This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by Matt Sartorius. Matt's a Vice President of Operations at Stone Spring Health Hospital Center. It's an HCA facility. He's been an HCA Executive in Residence Program and now Vice President of Operations. Matt's going to talk to us about priorities, what he sees, some of his history, and more. Matt, can you take a moment, 30, 60 seconds, to introduce yourself?
Yeah, so Matt Sartorius, Vice President of Operations of Stone Springs Hospital Center, which is located out here in Loudoun County, Virginia, part of the Northern Virginia, Washington, D.C. metro area. So oversee most of our ancillary departments here in the hospital, which consist of radiology, lab, pharmacy, therapy, food, nutrition, plant ops, biomed, security, EMS relations, as well as I see our service lines development, and I also oversee our ethics and compliance program.
Well, fantastic. And talk a little bit, before we get more into the substance of the podcast and the discussion, talk for a moment about your career history and sort of this effort to both work and do a master's at the same time as you were working. Talk a little bit about your career history.
Yeah, Scott. So as you mentioned, I went to University of North Florida, got my undergraduate degree in health administration. Upon graduating, I worked as a receptionist in a physician practice, a large physician practice, and saw that I really wanted to go back to school. So I went back to school while working. I got my MBA and MHA at UNF. And then upon graduating, I went into HCA's executive residency program, did that for about a year, and then became associate administrator at Memorial Jacksonville. So I did both my residency and associate administrator at Memorial Jacksonville. And now I'm the VP of operations at Stone Springs.
Matt, what was it like to be working full-time and doing your master's, your MBA and MHA at the same time? How was that? Was that just how stressed, how extended were you? Do you recommend that?
Yeah, you know, the good thing, Scott, obviously it was tough. So working 8 to 5 and then had class 6 to 8:45, three or four nights a week, depending on the semester. It was 3 years. It was 9 semesters. So it was very tough. But the good thing about working and going to school at the same time was you were able to kind of apply some things that you saw at work, as well as things in school. So you could work and what you were doing at work, or vice versa, what you were doing in school, you could kind of apply to each. And at UNF, a lot of the students, they work at the different healthcare facilities there around Jacksonville, and they go to school. So it's really great to kind of have, you're kind of, as you're working, you're also going to school. So it's great to be able to apply real-life situations to what you're learning in school.
Matt, talk about so the concept of going to school while working, much better for context-based learning, a much better ability to learn than sort of doing time out, and it could be helpful as well. But in this case, you're having this mix of operations to go with your learning was magnificently helpful.
Yes. You're able to, like you were saying, the operations and being able to apply kind of what you're doing at work or what you're doing at school and kind of vice versa, being able to do both at the same time, super helpful. And I know it can be tough, it can be stressful, but I actually recommend it. I think you get to see, instead of coming out and not knowing, for students who are an MBA program or an MHA program and not knowing kind of how work goes, just going straight to school and not working beforehand, you're able to do both at the same time. So when you get out of school, you're able to you're kind of a step ahead. You've had a job, you've been able to apply things, and it's great.
And you're in this emerging leader career situation. You've moved up the ladder, just a tremendous, great career. What advice would you have for emerging leaders that are trying to build a career in healthcare? What kind of advice would you give to people?
Yeah, Scott. So the first bit of advice I'd give you is healthcare has to be your passion. There's going to be a lot of long nights, a lot of times it can be stressful, but really making sure that improving human life is really what excites you. It's what gets you going every single day. It gets, makes you happy about what you do. So that's the first bit of advice is really healthcare. It has to be your passion. It has to excite you and be what you really want to do. The second piece of advice that I would give to emerging leaders, find a good mentor. You have to find a good mentor. somebody who's going to push you and somebody who's going to kind of challenge you. But also, you know, if you do make a mistake, you know, it's a learning experience. And so you have to really find somebody who's there for you. There's a difference between a mentor and a boss. And a good mentor, somebody who's really going to push you, who's really going to develop you, is the key. You know, a lot of people get in situations and then they're not developed, but somebody who is an emerging leader really needs to be, you know, in a development stage, and a good mentor can be the person who really does that for you. And I think the third piece of advice I would give is lead with humility. You really do. You got to respect others. Healthcare people come from a lot of different backgrounds, a lot of different educational settings and backgrounds as well. So really leading with humility, making sure that you're, you know, just respect everybody. You as you emerge, you're not going to know everything. So making sure that you can rely on anybody in your facility for information and to be able to help you is really good.
And take a moment and talk about stone spraying and a couple things you're particularly proud of and things people should know about the health center, the hospital.
Yeah, so Stone Springs is a 124-bed hospital. Like I said, it's located out here in Loudoun County, Virginia, which is a part of the D.C. metro, kind of the Northern Virginia area. So launched a total joint program last year. So orthopedic and spine program is really starting to develop out here, which is really great. We also have a huge focus on women's and children's out here because of the community in which this hospital's in. I can say OB is one of our biggest service lines, but this community really needs kind of a women's and children's. It's a younger population. The average age is 38 in this area, this general service area. So a very young kind of family-oriented community. So women's and children's is a huge service line for us. Also, we're a Da Vinci Xi robot surgical system epicenter. So being the epicenter for Da Vinci, it's something else that we're very proud of. We host physicians from all over and are able to really teach them on how to use the robot. So it's something that we're very proud of here. And the last thing, Scott, is just how our team handled the COVID crisis and kind of, there was a lot of fear and anxiety, not even, you know, for professional, but in people's personal lives. But this team has done an amazing job kind of handling the COVID crisis and making sure that we really are here for our community.
Take a moment at HCA as a whole, because HCA as a whole, aside from a great executive and residence program, it's really outperformed by a great deal the other large for-profit health systems in the country. Is that based on culture, leadership? What's driven some of that, and how nice a job HCA has done over the last several years?
I think it's really starts with leadership, Scott. I think in the past we've had really, really great leaders, and we continue to have really great leaders. I think they do a good job of developing their leaders, and I think that they really know kind of the HCA culture. They have a business model, and they've done a great job of following that business model and really making sure that they put the right people in the right place to succeed. HCA is a great company, I think that's really comes down to, I think their development programs and other things, but their leadership and how these, you know, leaders have made the right decisions at the right time.
And you yourself are the epitome of sort of the servant leader type perspective, wanting to do great things, wanting to not let ego get in the way, and wanting to help people. Are you optimistic about the future of healthcare? When you wake up in the morning, do you see yourself and say, yeah, it's going to get better. It's going okay. We've got great healthcare delivery in our country, and people don't give it enough positive plaudits for the taking care of 330 million people. But when you look at it, with all this COVID, all these worries, do you look at it and say you're optimistic about the future?
Scott, I'm very optimistic about the future. I think that, you know, we do have the best healthcare in the world, and I think it's only getting better. I think when you look at where healthcare is headed, so I think technology is going to play a big, big role over the next decade, whether that be in a telehealth setting, you start looking at things like robotic systems, technology is going to be huge, and I think that's only going to improve quality of care, overall quality. And I think as the overall quality gets better, I think people will, I think it's going to improve. So I'm very optimistic. And, I think we have the best healthcare system in the world, but as technology continues to advance in the healthcare setting, it's only going to get better.
Fantastic. What a pleasure to visit with you today. A total pleasure, Matt. Thank you so much for joining us on the Becker's Healthcare Podcast.
Thank you, Scott. I appreciate it.